This next Evan's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by SurfEasy. SurfEasy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
In this next Evan's Den Scams the Scammers, a concerned Mavis writes Dick Eldorado about him being extorted. Then Davin recaps where he's at with Agnes. And then Agnes writes to Davin and starts to work Dick Eldorado's side of the street by writing some poetry. So listen and enjoy.
It's been an interesting week for me and my love.
I bet.
We're in the relationship, me and my girl Agnes from Africa, from Ghana. Mm-hmm. We're in the relationship phase. It's been a lot of I love yous. I mean, I'm sucked in. I think this is for real this time.
He said sucked.
I said sucked. Now, I started on Wednesday. Joe, did you have anything Tuesday night from your lovely?
Last Tuesday night, yeah.
All right, so Joe's going to... Now, where were we with Joe? Now, last we heard Joe was going to get knocked off by the mob. What was the name of the man? Cabaza?
Vinny Cazzata.
Vinny Cazzata, which, for those of you who don't know, is bullshit.
In Italian.
Vinny Cazzata, man who pushed Richard Eldorado out of the Lexus while he was going for a test drive, has now come back and is trying to extort $10,000.
Yes.
From Richard Eldorado.
From our lovely Dick.
Fortunately, our lovely Dick, has the lovely Mavis, who's back to Lynchburg, by the way, if you're keeping score on Facebook.
Yeah.
she went from Virginia Beach to Lynchburg to Ghana, back to Lynchburg.
Racking up those frequent flyer miles.
I told Richard that he could finally meet Mavis. He was a little nervous again. This might happen.
Enough again, she's not real and I'm not real. Like, well, Maryland is close to Lynchburg. You're both not real, stupid.
You're both not real.
And I'm like, oh, that's right. Oh,
yeah. And that was last night's conversation.
Again.
I gotta remind you.
Shouldn't I be the one, since I have to explain it, shouldn't I be the one coming up down here in a huff and go, really, the shit I deal with? Shouldn't I be telling Elisa to get
and
out?
Don't.
All right, Joe. So take us away. Take us away, Richard Eldorado. Tuesday night.
So she wrote back, hello, Dick. How are you doing? Well, I hope you take good care of yourself. You should have patience because God is taking care of you. Well,
they're always very religious.
Yeah. Mm.
They're good Christian women, Joe. Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. I always pray so that everything that is going on now stops.
Wait, what?
I always pray so that everything that is going on now stops.
I don't understand that.
All the bad things are happening.
All the bad things. I'm getting, I've got.
The world stopped.
No. You got to remember, I have a bad arm. My arm might have to be amputated. They might have to put Mr. Whiskers to sleep because I can't take care of him. I've got video.
By the way, Pip Helix will take Mr. Whiskers in.
Yeah, that's
she
true.
She has six real cats and one imaginary cat.
Yeah, or my imaginary person, Scott Walker. I think he likes cats,
Scott's
too.
Scott's a loser.
Yeah, he is.
Scott can't even get scammers to fall for Scott's horseshit.
Scott can't get fake laid. It's unbelievable.
We're going to try, though. Me and Joe are going to try to get you involved.
Yes, yes. I hope your detective helps you to arrest that stupid guy who wants to get your money away from you.
That's my job.
Yes. Yes, it is.
How dare he? That's your money.
Yeah. Bastard's trying to take my cut.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't he know the angle I'm working? What's his number? Maybe we can talk.
So he wants to get my money. That guy is really crazy.
Crazed?
That guy is really crazed.
Oh, the kids with the lingo.
He never sweat to work but want to stuck money from you.
Can't argue with that logic.
Exactly.
No.
He never... I wish I was close to massage your arm and body.
Oh, hell yeah!
Ooh.
Hell yeah!
There's a couple other things that are stressed out, but...
Hell yeah, Dick Eldorado, you get yours. You crank that dildo bike.
I wish to massage your arm and body. If that could at least release pain from your body...
Oh! She's talking about a release.
Yeah.
Yes!
I miss you guys. That would be me and Mr. Kitty.
Oh.
He doesn't. I hope my kitty is doing good. She's already claiming, laying claim to Mr. Whiskers.
Oh, no, I don't think that's the kitty she's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Dick, I have to be...
Dick's going to get laid.
Dick?
We're all going to get laid.
Yeah.
Joe still won't, but Dick will.
Dick, I have to be sincere with you.
Oh, it's about time.
I am really bothered what is going on, and I don't know what to do. I want you to write me every day to know what's going on.
Oh!
So, please, at least every day. I want message.
At least?
Yeah, I want message from you. I love you. I love you poem. If you've been listening to the show, you've seen a blog with the poems I've been writing. She loves them. It's a shit chowder.
Maybe you should try that with your wife. She might want to see you every day. Write that horse shit for her.
Yeah, really.
Leave out the ostriches and the rainbow grass.
Oh, you got to see what you got to see what's coming up. I think
it might be a McClinton love ballad.
Yeah. Hope I hear from you soon, Mavis.
This is Tuesday night.
Yeah, that was Tuesday.
All right. So now, do you have Wednesday stuff?
No, I haven't had a correspondence with it till Sunday.
All right. So let me go to Wednesday. I like where this is going.
I do too. But I'm wondering. Wait a second. Have we ever heard the love bomb been dropped by your Mavis?
I think it was like day one.
Yes.
And Richard is building up to that.
Yes.
Now Richard mentions Mavis before Mr. Whiskers.
Yeah, yes.
Now, when we last left off, we were talking about perhaps Richard getting Mavis to write some poetry.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm interested in seeing if Richard was able to do that. So here's my Wednesday. Here's what I woke up to.
Okay.
Remember, I'm getting ready for court, divorce proceedings and everything.
Of course.
Leaving the shrew.
Yep.
You know, when that all works out, going to bring Agnes and her son here. We're going to live off the vast millions I have, you know, from my comedy and my porno writing career.
Which is really the moneymaker.
All right. This is why I woke up to. Good morning, my love. This is her to me. I thought of you. My love so true. I saw your name out of the blue. Your picture, it looks back at me like a creep. No, I wrote that. Your beauty stuns so pleasantly. Your skin, it's so soft and nice. I do have soft hands.
Well, you do.
It's from no manual labor.
Ever.
No, well, a little bit. I cranked the dildo bike, but, you know, whatever. If I could make love to you, I would do it twice. I don't know if I could do it twice, but she would. Your eyes, they do hypnotize. They most certainly do. You should see Joe's look. Like stars that twinkle in the skies.
I'll give you that one. That's funny.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing her to me. From far across the deep blue sea.
Tell her to work her side of the street.
Maybe she's been writing with Dick.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.